Time for some netball chat. The Diamonds, they're over in the Rainbow Nation in South Africa in Cape Town for what is a full dress rehearsal of the World Cup coming up in July and August. They're the number one ranked nation in the world at the moment. The Diamonds, they played the English Roses last night, a 61-55 win after a slow start. And I'm pleased to say that Stacey Marinkovic, the coach of the Diamonds, has been good enough to join us here on the national program. Stace, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Always good to speak to you, Stace. Good to chat to you again. Slow start, overcame it, a strong finish late, a period where you scored 11 consecutive goals. What were your reflections of the performance?
Yeah, I thought in the beginning of the game, we were actually scoring. We just weren't getting hand on to any ball. So our cumulative pressure across the court was missing. And I think, you know, the first half to the second, I think we had 7 gains in the first half, but then we got 15 in the second. So certainly built over the game, but we certainly need to have a look at how we can impact an opposition earlier.
I mentioned that it is a full dress rehearsal for the World Cup later this year. One of the things I've been critical of the Diamonds of in previous years, prior to your tenure in charge of the team, was that I felt like they won regularly but never when it mattered most. That has changed under your tenure. How do you balance making sure you're prepared, you're playing well, you're beating the teams that you'll come up against, but not giving away too many of your combinations?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's a fine line. You want to be able to create some stability and some confidence in the combinations. But certainly we need to understand the depths going into that selection period for the World Cup. So over this period, you'll see some changing up of our 12, and certainly you'll see some different starting combinations. So I guess, you know, it's putting the confidence and I guess giving players the freedom to step out on court and make the most of an opportunity. And I guess we've really spoken closely around a group, you know, been able to impact and contribute regardless of what combination we put out there, and that our brand of netball is dominant from the beginning. So there's a real commitment across the group as to what that looks like, which I guess gives me a bit more freedom as a coach, understanding that we've got that as one of our key focuses for this tournament.
A little bit of a double-barreled question, given it is that full dress rehearsal and it's in Cape Town, so everything's going to be the same. How is the organisation over there of this event? My mail is that, you know, World Netball are a little bit concerned about the ability to pull off this World Cup over in South Africa. And how much are you focusing on just perfecting the minute details that might seem very minor but are very important to professional athletes who deal in routine?
Yeah, I guess I think the world has taught us how to be adaptable with COVID and the like. So I think we're adjusting to any sort of changes that are happening on the run at the moment. There's no doubt, I think, you know, the World Cup will be held in it and they'll do an incredible job. I think this is exactly why they've got the Quad Series here, is to get out all those teething problems. And I guess we're giving a lot of feedback as to things that we can see can be improved, and I guess that's what all the teams are doing. And you know, they've got plenty of time. They've got 6 months to be able to take that feedback on and adjust a few things. So at the moment, it's being a little flexible, but we understand that, you know, there's time for them to learn and grow, and for us to also see how to do things a different way.
Stacey Marinkovic, the Diamonds coach, chatting to us here on Summer Grandstand. Where was Ash Brazel last night, and will she be back for the next match?
Yeah, we've had a little bit of illness through the team. She said, you know, she was sort of a little bit of a victim to it, but she'll be right for today. But yeah, just wasn't cleared in time for yesterday's match. So, yeah, she's fine. It's just one of those things, being in a different country and different foods and all of like. But yeah, she'll be fine. I think long lasting.
How does it sit with you? I mean, speaking of Ash Brazel, the fact that she is a dual sport athlete, we've seen her in the AFLW of late. Is this something we're going to see more and more of with potentially Diamonds players in Super Netball? And how does it sit with you as the national team coach?
I guess you obviously get a little bit nervous in terms of being a contact sport and the things that can happen on a footy field. But I think it's you've got to be a very unique human to be able to carry two elite sports at the same time. And I think there's great collaboration around Brazzy's program. And I guess there's the understanding of what that risk looks like. But, you know, you've got to have the right body to be able to handle it. And I guess the construct and capability. So, yeah, as much as, you know, it's great that Brazzy's been able to do both and be successful across both, I would challenge that there's not many that could do it to the level that she has done. So, you know, you've got to take it as it comes and have those conversations. But, yeah, there's always an element of risk, and I guess the athlete makes that decision at the end of the day.
Stace, I think you sound relaxed. I mean, you've had some significant periods of stress.
It's early in the morning and I've only had a few hours sleep. So,
How are you? How are you handling it? Obviously, very stressful last year in the role, but generally the results have been very favourable in charge. How are you feeling?
Yeah, I think it's one of those things, you never feel relaxed going into a game because you have such breaks between when you have your matches. And international netball is just getting so much stronger. Teams are getting some really good experience back into their lineup. So, you know, we've continued to keep the focus on us. So I think we're so committed and focused around how we want to play the game that we're putting it on the table that it can be successful against all. But, you know, we have to bring it. And last night we were certainly challenged early. So our consistency still eludes us. But I guess it keeps... you know, the fear of complacency is very far away. Our feet are firmly fixed on the ground, and we know that there's huge improvement still there, which again is exciting at the same time. So, I wouldn't say I was relaxed, but I think the team's very focused, and I think that makes it easier when we know what we've got to do and prepared to do the hard work for it.
Just quickly, as we come up towards the news, you've beaten all of these teams that you're playing at the moment recently. Would there have been more value, or would you, as a coach, have liked to have played perhaps Jamaica in this period to really get everything you need in order before the World Cup?
You'd obviously love to play against Jamaica as well. But I think obviously the teams that we're playing against as well are having such significant changes in their lineups. I wouldn't give up the opportunity to play them either. I think New Zealand are an unknown quantity at the moment, particularly with the experience that they've brought in across their entire line, and they're looking confident, and their connections are certainly there. So, you always want to play more, and you want more time together, and you want more experience. But I guess having it's five or six of the Jamaicans in the SSN, certainly I'll get to see our players against that calibre of player regardless.
Stacey, I said it earlier, it hasn't always been the case in recent years, but certainly since you've taken over, pressure is making diamonds with our Australian netball team at the moment. They're winning when it matters. I appreciate your time. Thanks for it. Good luck for the remainder of the Quad Series and the World Cup later this year.
Excellent. Thanks very much.